Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Oversharers podcast. I'm Colton.
And I'm Harbour.
And welcome to the first episode of 2024!
Woo! Oh my god, happy new year.
Happy new year, girls.
How are you feeling? Why do I feel nervous?
I don't know, it's been a while.
I know, I haven't sat in front of these mics in like a month.
It's been 4 weeks.
Right, what's happened? You went to Doha, tell us about that.
Oh my god, don't even want to talk about it.
Soft lie.
About Doha. Doha was incredible. I had the best time. And then the clock struck 12 and Cinderella was back in the shithole.
But it's okay.
And it was like a nice long... It was like, well, how long were we away for? Like 9 days. It's like nine days of just bliss, paradise. And there were like loads of... There were girls that are out there now who are asking me like, oh, like, what did you get out of there? And they're having the best time right now. I'm like, I'm watching their stories and I'm like reliving it again. But coming back here was just, it was really difficult. I'm not gonna lie. I was tearful. Yes. I said, what am I doing here? Why do I swear to God, I was actually tearful. I was so sad. And you know what? I was talking to one of my friends today who just came back from Egypt and she goes, Colton, I feel the exact same way. Like the blues is hitting me. I don't know what to do. And
it's holiday blues though.
I said, hon, we need to get out of here.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have holiday blues when I came back from New York.
No, neither did I. No. New York's like
it's
London.
Like, it's London. Like it didn't really affect me that much.
Yeah, but Doha just like it's
soft life.
It's a nice place. Like it's really slow. Yeah. You can do slow mornings. It's warm. It's just like it's a little bit flashy, I'm not gonna lie.
But you can gain weight
very quickly. Oh my god, guys, like I'm still trying to lose the Doha weight. I swear to God.
She kept calling me guys, going, guys, I've gone fat.
No, I was on FaceTime to her going, hold on, does my face look fat? My face looks so large on FaceTime, I'm not even joking. Yeah, like I came back and I stepped on the scales and I was shocked.
I was
freaking out. I started doing exercises in the middle of the living room. Like,
oh my God, okay. And then we came back and our friends all came. So basically most of our friends, well not most, but two main people in our group basically are living abroad, so they all came back. So it felt like a mini holiday for us as well. So like most of the holiday period, we've just been out back to back, back to back, back to back.
I'm exhausted.
My bank account's exhausted. I'm exhausted. I literally woke up this morning. I was like, you know what? I'm back to routine now. I'm kind of happy.
I'm happy. They've gone back. I'm sad about that, but I'm also equally...
I'm going to go back to my hole now.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
No one's going to call me out no more.
Absolutely not. But like, it was so fun. I felt like...
Because you know what? They came back and they were so energetic and excited to be in London, which is so different to me because I've come back and I'm depressed to be here.
Yeah.
So it's like these two different energies that trying to work... Like, yeah. Oh no, let's go out. And I'm like, oh.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
What else? I think that's the main things that happened over the holiday period. What else? I spent New Year's in my sofa. Because that's how big girl I am now.
I spent New Year's.
Colton spent
partying.
New Year's having fun in a very
interesting place.
It was interesting. It's nice.
It was really nice. Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
She had, yeah.
It was a great New Year's.
I can't say much. All will be revealed, guys, okay? Anyway, so yeah, happy New Year's to you all. Honestly, this year, I am taking it seriously. I did my vision board, like, 2 weeks beforehand. I've basically structured everything for myself. So, first 3 months, I'm going ham.
And I'm just going with the flow as usual, letting the chips fall where they may.
And then to add to that, we also have our Amsterdam show, guys. We announced that after we left for our break. But yeah, ladies in Europe, make sure you cop your tickets. Amsterdam is going to be fun. The live show is going to be March 2nd.
Yeah, March 2nd.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We're going to be there. And it's just going to be amazing.
It's going to be a madness, guys. We're going to Amsterdam.
Us. Little old us.
We're gonna go.
I've actually never been to Amsterdam before.
I've not been to Amsterdam, no. I was thinking, have I? But I've been to Rotterdam.
It's going to be crazy. It might be an after party
after,
guys.
It's
going to
be a wild weekend.
So if you want to have a wild weekend with your friends, come and see us in Amsterdam. When I say wild, we're not doing crazy stuff.
No.
Just saying that now. Thank you. Yeah. I don't need people in the comments coming for me.
Exactly. Insinuating.
But if it does happen, shut up. Okay? Don't say anything.
In
it.
Just let us live.
All of us. But yeah, links are in the bio, so make sure you cop your tickets and hopefully we'll see you guys so soon.
Guys, very quickly, I just want to remind you too.
It's so serious.
Yeah. I want to remind you guys to like, comment and subscribe on the YouTube.
You better.
Make sure you download this episode on Spotify or Apple or whichever streaming platform that you use. Don't forget to leave your reviews and your 5 stars. We love reading your reviews.
We do. And on Spotify, I think there's a little box where you can tell us what you thought of the episode. Please make sure that you do that and you do the 5 stars. And we love you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us. Can you do the heart like this? I always struggle to do this.
I can do it.
It's very
Gen Z though.
Very Gen Z.
I'm trying to like...
It's not my people.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Soz.
I'm trying to wean myself off that.
So, Monday Madness, guys. We are back. We're going to be regular.
Anyway, guys, we're going to introduce the first Monday Madness of 2024. Hold on. What is the Monday Madness?
This week we did, what are your New Year resolutions? Wrong answers only. I have to be honest, when I did this, I thought people would get it, but not a lot of people did, but I'll read them out anyway. So loads of people wrote their actual
New Year's resolutions.
New Year resolutions.
No, guys, you were supposed to do the wrong answers.
But some people did, and it's actually quite funny. So someone goes, it's time for me to become a gym babe. Is that the wrong answer?
No, that's the right answer.
That's the right answer, right? Someone goes, cry without making noise. Crying without noise, I feel like as a girl, you've got to really learn how to do that.
How do you even cry without making noise?
I don't cry when I make noise.
You don't make noise when you cry?
I don't cry. I don't make noise when I cry.
But you do this, look.
Yeah, but like, I feel like noise is... Like, who cries like that? Can we be honest?
No, I don't think people cry like
that. I feel like, especially if you're a suppressed female,
like
in a
wailing cry.
In an immigrant household, you will not be wailing.
No.
You cry underneath your bed sheets.
That's what I was saying. You're like a cat. You put yourself in a corner somewhere where no one can see you.
Oh my God, I remember one time I used to really cry a lot in Malamud because my teacher was such a bully. And I used to go to the toilet to cry. And then one day this girl came in, because you know the shaitan's sitting with you. It's like, you bitch. It was the only solace, the only place of comfort I had, and you've taken it away from me.
That's so funny.
That's so true, yeah.
Shaitan probably is.
No, that is true.
So probably
I was
there.
Probably very vulnerable for Shaitan to...
He was probably there adding fuel to the fire, the little shit.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Anyway.
Making you cry even more.
Imagine. Who even cries with noise?
Are you telling me you've never done a...
Not since I was an adult. And now I can tell you do. Is that what you do in your bed?
I've never wailed
I
in my
bet
life.
You anybody... Let me ask you something funny, yeah? Have you ever watched yourself cry in the mirror?
Yeah. I used to do weird stuff. I used to watch myself eating for the longest time when I was a kid. But why? Why?
But why? That's why very strange. It's questionable.
So what, you was crying in front of the mirror?
Yeah, I just, so did you. You're telling me you've never cried in the mirror and
of
just like
course I
and
am.
Then like at points you look at your cry and you're like, this ain't real, like you gotta do it more.
But you do it, you just like out of curiosity, you wanna see what you look like when you're crying. But I want to see what I look like when I was eating.
So, I mean, it's giving something like, I can't say that's a trigger warning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, moving on. Someone goes, sign myself up but for God's trials and tribulations package. What does that mean?
Right, to decipher this code. I've
guys, sometimes you guys just throw some serious stuff at us and I'm like, what does that mean? Sign myself up for, okay.
Oh, she got it!
Oh, she got it, she's smart, she's smart.
Well
smart.
Done!
I love that for her. I don't love that for her, but yeah, it's very.
Yeah, I don't love that for her, but I can see, you
But
know.
I can see why, because the more trials you have, the more Allah loves you.
Exactly. She's
logical.
Smart.
She's smart. She's like ahead of us mentally, if you think about it.
Someone said, cancel my gym membership.
I hands down the year 2019, I had a gym membership. I attended once and I had this membership. £34 coming out of my account the whole year.
I wish I could see like an entire calculation of how much money I've lost to my gym membership.
Throughout my life.
Yeah.
In the thousands.
Like, what a joke.
In the thousands.
They're just sucking us.
You know, I wish there was a gym membership where it's like you can pay when you want to.
So I think there is. It's like pay and play. It's not a membership per se, but you just go there and then you pay for the... But it's more expensive than you having
membership. I would do that.
I would do that too.
I would do that.
I remember the last time I checked, it was £5, but this was years ago. It's like before Cozzy Lives.
£5?
Yeah, the local leisure centre, you could go there and pay £5 and they let you use the...
The local leisure centre is what I use now, and it's £47.
Oh my God.
But I get swimming, and I get to access all the leisure centres in the borough, and some of them have sauna and steams and tennis.
Oh, stop lying. You go to David Lloyd's.
I wish. I don't, guys. The money hasn't hit yet, right? Okay? I actually like my gym, because no one ever goes to it.
No way. I'd be a bit conscious that like all the local people would be there.
No, it's literally old people. And it's got a Stairmaster. Our other gym did not have a Stairmaster.
But it's Stairmaster by Forster. Do we need it?
It is.
Really?
It is. It's really good.
Oh, there's other things.
To build endurance as well. It's really good.
Anyway, girl, yeah, cancel your gym membership.
Oh. Give my addict ex another chance. I can see why.
Why?
Because toxicity sometimes is thrilling.
No, no, it's not with an addict. Bloody hell.
You can tell the drama she must have. It must be fun.
She must be bored right now.
Right now she must be bored. But when she's with her addict ex, she's having fun.
It's not fun.
She is on that radar.
She's just in her things are heightened.
She is in that period of time where her phone is in her hand constantly.
Emotions,
she's writing them
angry.
Paragraphs.
It's not fun.
She's in that era.
It's like a roller coaster. Yeah, she's giving, up and down.
It's giving her, you know, blood pressure, but you know, blood pressure's it's all right. She's enjoying it.
Someone said, my New Year's resolution is to meet the one.
Oh, babes, we're over that now. It's about you. 2024, it's not about love, it's about you, okay? I don't wanna hear no like this year. I'm so sorry. That just shows you my mindset now, okay?
She said, it's not about that, babes. It's about you.
Yes. Let him come to you. How about that? You're not going to chase him. Right, someone goes, toxic is sometimes fun, so keep calm and carry on. What did I say? We need toxic relationships.
Sprinkles of toxicity.
Exactly. It needs to create a balance in the universe.
Right? A little bit of excitement, a little bit of sadness, a little bit of happiness.
They're really going to come for us. I love it.
I know. How are we promoting toxicity in 2024? What's wrong with us?
Move on. It's all right. It happens.
No, I want a soft life. I want a soft life with sprinkles of toxicity.
No, we love ourselves. This year's about us, isn't it?
It's about us.
We love ourselves. Someone said...
Getting married with children, I'm literally 15.
But at 15, what was I doing? Literally, like, I was on my sofa.
Like, what was I doing at 15?
Oh my God, it was like 15 years ago.
Oh my God.
I can't do. All right, we're going to do a last one.
Dry
January.
How does a Muslim do dry Jan?
There's a lot of things you can do dry Jan on.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's a lot of things. You guys know what you do.
Yeah, so do dry Jan that.
Dry Jan that, exactly. There's a lot of things we must not name. I feel like as Muslim girls, we can't be ourselves, I'll be honest.
No, we really can't. We have to be like a little altered version of ourselves.
I feel like men can be themselves online. And
but obviously
they get away with it.
We're
but
girls.
We can't.
Yeah, we have to be a bit more.
Exactly.
What's the word?
Decorum.
Diluted.
Oh, diluted.
Have to be a bit more diluted.
I agree.
Airy fairy.
I agree. Yeah. It's just the way of the world. It's misogyny, as we say. Can I just say, I will talk about that because I hate my job and something's happened.
Something's happened today. Are you going to tell us what's happened today?
Oh, guys, I wish I could just, you know, in my group chat, I'm always talking about my job and there's this one person that I hate in
who
my job.
Who cannot be named.
That cannot be named. Well, lie, that person... M is missing in their name.
M Kakamakan.
The M is missing in their name. This is what me and Carlton say when someone's really annoyed us, like the capital letter of their first name is missing because that's how basic they are, yeah?
Wait, Galala G, get it?
I get it now.
Yeah, it's like Galala G, that come up.
Like Galala G, that come up. And like, she's nothing. Do you know what I mean? It's like that. So this person, M car come up, and the M is missing in their name. That is how insignificant they are as a human being. Mm. And I don't say this about many people, all
but
right?
There's a few people that we do 100% anyway. Are missing capital letters in their names.
Honestly. Can we just address toxic workplaces? Because they're not for 2024, mm-mm. Okay? I really dislike my job. There's
I just
so want to
say, right, I don't relate. I love my job.
Yeah. I'm saying this proudly now because I'm leaving.
I love my job.
God, don't shut up. No one's going to fire you. Why are you trying to upstage me for? It's my day, okay? I've got to talk about what that woman did to me.
She's leaving. Guys, can we all just like say congratulations to Hartha for finally leaving that toxic, horrible place that she was working in?
Honestly, I just remember like a month ago when we said things that we're leaving behind in 2023 and I said I'm leaving behind my job. Well, guess what? I'm leaving the job. I resigned. I'm not leaving till March, but still.
So anyway, give us the tea.
She might listen to this.
Do you think she listens to you?
I doubt it. Mm. The tea is, it's just, I hate when people act like they know. You know when you're in a work environment when someone acts like they know more than you about a situation when really they don't, and you can tell that they don't. Mm. That was a situation that I was placed in today. But then whilst I was in the middle of trying to prove my point, an epiphany just came to me, just ding. And I just thought, why am I even doing this? I'm not staying in this job. I just said, you lot do you. Because when they fail that project,
it's not gonna be on you. It's not gonna be Hoddo's fault.
I just wish I could say, I wish I could just be like, I told you so. But yeah, toxic work environments can really, really just drain you.
Yeah, like burnout. It just puts you on edge, doesn't it? Not that it's my horrible. Workplace is toxic because I love my job, for the listeners out there who work with me. But it's like sometimes, like I know for a fact, the night before I've got to go into an office, and it's not because I hate my job, I quite like my job, I feel very anxious to the point where it's really hard for me to sleep on a Wednesday evening.
Really?
Yeah, because I know I'm going to the office, my one day a week in the office. And then today we found out the tube strikes are cancelled, so I'm fuming even more. And then I thought, oh, it's snowing today. Perhaps the snow will cancel the tubes. Hopefully Mother Nature does what she needs to do, but I think I'm going to work one day a week.
How easy your life must be. This girl's saying one day a week, whereas NHS heads.
That's why I like my job. I'm telling you.
Oh, Allah, I'm back. May Allah bless you with your job. But just generally speaking, yeah, just January blues, whether it's burnout at work, whether it's your own life, you know, so many people live with depression and they're normally quite functional.
But where I got, I completely agree, but it's like, I don't know, Hartha, well, I don't like talking about this topic. It's really sad.
Why?
Come on, depressed, baby.
Were you not depressed the whole of last year?
I was, but I'm out of it now.
So is that why you can't relate?
I can't relate.
She's in my I can't relate era. You know when someone's in a good relationship and like someone's just like pounding them on with their like shit relationship and they're just sitting there like,
I'm sorry, I can't relate.
It's not me, like my man treats me good. Anyway, well, it does happen in the world, Colton.
No, I know it happens, but you know what? Okay, wait, let me think back to a time when I was really depressed. Right.
What do you mean think back? I know when you were depressed from the months of March.
But it feels like till a bloody memory
November.
Up. Because my dopamine right now is sky
risen.
High.
Oh, you're happy now.
I'm happy.
So imagine the person that's currently in that situation.
What would I say?
I don't know. It's not about what would you say. You're not here to help them. It's just
no, it's a horrible feeling.
It.
It's actually a really horrible feeling to feel like, I'm not going to lie, where I got to in my job wasn't easy. It took ages of relationship building. Like, I'm not even joking. I used to hate it. And now
it's
I'm like,
it's not just about
place.
A job though, just general life. Why is it so hard for Colton to talk about something that she was experiencing literally
I just can't. 3 months ago.
3 months ago, she was experiencing this.
I've had like the best 2 months ever.
You can be happy. You can be happy.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, my brain is like, not even why. I can't even, I don't even know the word, the depression word.
I don't want you to. I don't even know the language
of depression right now. What is it?
Oh, I love that for you though. Oh, I love that for you. We want you to be happy. But just generally speaking, there are so many people, generally speaking, that are like, just sad constantly about their lives, about work, about relationships, you know, about what friendships, I saw on about TikTok. Everything.
Go on. I saw a TikTok that basically says, right, because you know how the UK isn't a great place to be. Like, let's be honest, there's a lot happening. So, like, now that we've entered into the new year, generally people tend to get excited about holidays. So this TikTok was basically explaining that every 3 months you should have a holiday booked, and that basically it's going to, like, make you happy. Yeah, happier than where you were because you've now got something to look forward to. Now, I can't implement that because I'm not that rich. Mm-mm. However...
Not every 3 months I can't do.
Well, the thing is, I don't have a lot of time, I'll be honest. But you can do, like, little small weekend breaks. You can do staycations. Anything that just uplifts you. Make sure that's penciled in as part of your holidays. And outing. Go hiking.
You know what I do to make myself happier all the time in my slum of a lifestyle that I have? Because you know when you have young children, guys, it's very hard to even be able to do anything.
Mm.
And I can understand why mothers go effing crazy because they're always... Imagine having children on top of you physically all the time. Yeah. Let's just pause on that. It can drive you crazy. So what I like to do, and what I've decided with my partner, is basically we do like every other weekend. So someone gets to go out and do what they need to do. I know it's sad. And you're thinking, where does your independence go? Mm. You've got children now. You ain't got babysitters. But I must say, I have been thinking about getting a nanny recently. You know those ones that you pay on like an app? But then I thought, I don't trust them.
Can you get a nanny on TaskRabbit?
No, you I'm scared. Like, how do you DBS then? There's this app. There's another app. There's like a nanny app that really works. But I just feel like as immigrant families, like, we don't really do that.
I was thinking maybe start small with a babysitter that you pay and then put her on a trial.
I got to do a DBS check.
And you've also need to get cameras for the house.
Exactly. I'm too scared.
You've got to do a little nanny cam. In the teddy bear.
Exactly. But my kids are so observant. They're like, there's a nanny cam in there. That'll be so rude. Anyway, that's besides the point. But that's something that I'm also putting in place. So me and my partner can have our space, that our alone time together. Because also that's another thing. But the point is, I like to have alone time to do my own physical things. Alone time outside of my friendships as well. So let's say if I, like, on a Friday, I'll go out with my friends. That instantly improves my mood, like instantly. Or I'll do something by myself. Like the other day, I went to go to the cinema by myself. I watched Only Anyone But You, which is a really good movie, by the way. Really good movie. And yeah, and then like hopefully-
I can't believe you never took me with you.
You are too busy, darling.
I'm so shocked.
But it was me, it's my alone time.
A little local one up the road.
I was about to reveal where I went, but yeah. I went to a local cinema and I really enjoyed it. Anyway, my point is my alone time. We don't have to do everything together.
Yes, we do.
Colton, we've been together for the last 3 weeks. Let's have a break. Anyway, alone time.
Do you know the way this girl was embracing me when I came back from Doha? She was like, I miss you.
Bitch, I didn't cry. Well, let's calm down. But it was very boring. Guys, imagine all your friends go on holiday and you're just sat there. Like, you've got nothing to do.
It's all right. We've got another one coming up, boys.
Indeed. But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, no, it's true. I feel like there's different circumstances that people are in. That means that they're not able to do things to get themselves out of the depression because of maybe dependence or whatever. I get it. Like, not everyone has time. Like, what you do... to like make yourself happy isn't going to be the same as me, and exactly. Also you're not going to have the same capacity that I have sometimes.
Yeah,
I could just go outside and just be like, F this, I'm going for a walk. But it's like you're like, shit, no, I need to.
You've got to juggle,
arrange this, that, the other.
But it's also, I feel like, especially if you're like, let's say, if you're a young 18 to like 35 year old woman who is single, working, but you feel really low all the time, and like you can't really speak to your siblings. Let's be real, Somali families ain't really going to talk about mental health like that.
No.
I'm not gonna lie, recently they're a bit more you know, I would say
progressive
in the statement. But I feel like to really understand when someone's depressed or in a low mood or in a rut, it's quite hard. And I feel like you need to really navigate the way you take yourself out of that. I know it's going to be hard.
It is. It's going to be flipping awful to even like get the motivation to do something different. Because when you're in a rut, you just do the same thing.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It never ends.
If you don't do that one different thing, you're not going to know what it feels like to have that like adrenaline boost or whatever. Honestly, there's something about the gym that just instantly makes you happy. You know when you come back and you feel like, right, today I wasn't a piece of shit. Like, I'm so happy that I wasn't a piece of shit today.
I did something.
Like, if you just change something small in your routine in that day, I swear to God, you're just going to feel so much better for it.
Yeah, I agree.
And it doesn't even have to be like a big change. It's like, oh, I'm not going to commit to like three times of three gym workouts in the... No,
it's like, right,
today I'm going to go to the local riverside and just gaze at the ducks, feed them, well, I don't know, something different.
Just basic stuff. But the point is, it's just like trying to recreate something that makes you happy. Mm. And I think the final point is like, don't compare yourself to people. I'm not going to lie, if you're on TikTok for like the whole day, that is going to make you feel like shit, I swear to God. Like, even me, who's like trying to have a podcast and do all these, it makes you feel like you failed in life. Yeah. Because you're constantly seeing. And if I was like 18 with TikTok, I would have been really emotional about it all the time. Because
yeah.
I'm constantly seeing girls with like really nice bags, nice apartments, these like fancy jobs. Everyone wants to be like bloody entrepreneur. I bought my mama a house. Like, guys.
I know, like, come on, guys.
Not everyone's like that. That's the reality.
Do you know what I mean? Let's be relatable. Because it's not relatable.
It's not.
Like, today, like, I watched a TikTok where this girl was like, oh, how I spend my, like, 200,000 allowance. My monthly 200,000 allowance.
Allahumma barak to you.
Allahumma barak to you.
It must be nice.
But it's like, fucking hell, how out of touch.
Like, sorry, give it a break. But it's true, like... And it's sad because if you constantly have that in your face, some people, it can drive them.
No, I'm sorry. If the algorithm keeps suggesting that to me, I'm going to go crazy.
I'm going
to
be triggered. Why don't I have a flashy three-bedroom apartment in London? Shall I tell you why you don't have that? Because London housing prices are fucking crazy. No one can rent a house unless you're in a council home or you do Living London. What is it? London Living Rent. Or you're bloody sharing a flat with someone. There is no way you are having a two-bedroom fucking house with a cupboard that's like a walk-in wardrobe. It's not happening.
Not in London. Certainly not in London.
Not in London. You got to move up north, love. And even up north is becoming expensive. So just don't compare yourself to people because, wallahi, these people are capping.
They're capping.
They're all depressed. After they turn those cameras off, they're stressed about the engagement like the rest of us. Let's be real. Content creators need to be honest.
They're stressed about the engagement.
Well, it's true. They're stressed about the engagement. Do people like me, like everyone else would be? Like, everyone has problems, guys. Do not get emotional.
No, I would love for engagements to be my biggest problem.
True.
Right, ladies, another thing that is going to really help you is to invest in a little sun lamp. That's if you can't be asked to get your daily vitamin D in the daytime.
God, what does that do for you?
So there's this thing on Amazon. Okay, no, I shouldn't even talk about Amazon because BDS. Basically, there's this thing called a sun lamp, which basically what it does is it emanates like what I assume is
sunlight,
something akin to sunlight in your house, and it gives you the same feelings that sunlight would give you. So, you know, just like, obviously it's not giving you real vitamin D. For that, you've got to take tablets and go outside. Apparently it makes people happy. So yeah, get a little sunlight because it gets dark very quickly. Or if you're able to brace this cold weather right now, make sure you're going out during the day and make sure you're having a nice, healthy 8 hours of sleep every night.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't slept 8 hours since 2018.
I'm so sorry because I sleep so much.
Maybe that's why you're so happy. Maybe that's why.
But my time is coming, Harlan. My time is coming.
Guys, like, I don't ask
my time's
I
coming
wait.
In my 40s.
Whoa.
I know. How horrible.
It's okay.
being sleep deprived. You're gonna be like, my kids are in secondary school.
So right, you're gonna have nannies.
I'm bored out of my shit. You're gonna have nannies. We're all struggling, pushing prams and shit.
You're gonna have nannies.
Inshallah.
Don't worry. But yeah, good sleep hygiene. I definitely need that.
So Aisha Haroon has got this thing.
Oh my God, is an aura ring.
Yes, yeah, I didn't know what that was, but I was about to say she's got this ring that she wears, which basically, so the ring is like linked to an app on her phone. She's got the aura ring and she's able to track her sleep on her
phone. I said sleep and I'm yawning.
Yeah, she's able to track, so she knows whether she's in deep sleep, light sleep, REM sleep, this sleep, that sleep, and it all tells her on her phone. But obviously we don't know the accuracy of these things, but I thought maybe, perhaps, you could give that a go. I haven't checked the price of that ring.
No, it's expensive.
We're
in a cost of living
crisis.
Don't
buy the ring, guys.
But you know, if you figure out how to get good sleep hygiene, please tell me.
No. Another girl was saying, oh my God, guys, I want to put you on. Okay, I haven't done this myself yet, but there's this like really famous skincare blogger. You probably know who I'm talking about. And she said that ever since she got an acupuncture mat, so this is just a mat that she's purchased and it's got these little spikes on it and she puts it on her bed and she lies down on it for like a couple of, like an hour or before she goes to bed. Ever since she got the acupuncture rug, mat thing, her sleep has been like 40% better.
It's like cupping.
Yeah.
If you do cupping, it really improves your sleep and also other things.
Yeah, she said get the acupuncture mat. So I'm thinking
that must be so painful though.
Oh, I think you should try it.
No, I know why I don't sleep, because I've got bloody children that wake up. But if I didn't have that,
I
would sleep.
Mean, like, let's say, for example, you've put the kids to bed and decided, oh, I want to sleep at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah, true.
Get the acupuncture mat out, lie on it for about an hour, read, do whatever you usually do.
An hour?
And then just put it away. By 10 p.m, you're going to be snoring.
Isn't acupuncture needles?
Yeah, but this isn't actual needles. It's just, like, there's, like, spikes on it. They're not painful.
Oh, okay,
though.
Okay, I know
it's
what you
just,
mean.
Apparently, it just, like, makes you feel really tired.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I'm gonna try it, guys.
I think I might too.
Let's see. But yeah, let us know in the comments of our YouTube video what you guys do to improve any sort of
unseasonal affective disorder and also just general depression, because we'd love to know,
because girlies want to know.
So guys, we've introduced a brand new segment to the Oversharers podcast because, you know, sometimes we need a bit of a boost.
We've got to jazz it up.
So Hartha and I are going to be playing...
What are we going to call the game?
We're going to be playing Guess What's on the Piece of Paper. And you know what? This is going to be a really hilarious game because whatever's on the piece of paper cannot be said. It's got to be described. So guys, if you remember Articulate, it's a little bit along those lines. So...
Let's go.
So we've got a timer of what, 30 seconds should we do?
So wait, what is the loser doing? Do I even have thingy? I don't have reception, but carry on. Whoever loses the game is going to be prank calling someone live on the show. So let's go. Let's do this. I can't lose, guys. I'm so scared.
Okay, let me get the timer
up. Is it me first?
Let me get the timer up. Right, you ready? Hartha's going first.
So this man was a president in America.
Donald Trump.
No, he's got a beard. The first president of America.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. This place is a place that we go on holiday. We haven't been on holiday, but it's somewhere that we would want to go.
Maldives.
No. Somewhere.
Bora Bora.
Somewhere near America. Somewhere.
Hawaii.
Where
Miami.
People like to dance. There's a lot of soccer music, a lot of bashment.
Somewhere
perhaps.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
Bahamas.
No, move on.
Oh,
okay.
Flip it out.
We use this.
How many did I get? One?
You got one.
That's terrible.
It was Trinidad.
Damn. Bloody hell.
This is hard.
So is that your point or is that her point?
I don't know.
So I get a point for guessing.
You get a point for how many she answers, no? I don't know.
How does it work?
You articulate shag.
So usually
we don't even know
teams.
How our game works.
Yeah. So I get a point for whatever I answer correctly.
Okay, so then you got the
because that's the only
okay,
one that makes
go.
Sense.
All right.
Right, Hartha, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what the W one is. Oh, this one's hard. Oh my God, can I choose another card?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
This is another US president. He's been called Cheeto. He looks like a Cheeto.
Trump.
Yeah.
A Cheeto.
This is something one of our friends does while she's sleeping really loudly.
Snores.
Yeah. Well, action.
Snoring.
Yeah. So you produce this when something is like, when it's like gone off, it produces, what's that?
Expire.
Yeah, when something expires and it's got that green stuff on it.
Algae. Fungi.
Stop. Oh, fungus. But does that count? Fungi, fungus.
Come on, that counts.
Oh, you got three.
All right, do we do another one? All right, one more. Let's do two. So you pick another one because you said that one was too hard.
No, it's fine. We'll go with it.
Are you ready? He is in Bridget Jones, is one of the love interests. Bridget Jones with a love interest.
Hugh Grant.
The other one.
Colin Firth.
Yes. This is what we're doing this right now.
Talking.
No.
Podcasting.
There's cameras involved.
Filming.
Yes. When I can't speak a language, what is that called? No, when I can't read or write, what is that called?
Illiterate.
Yes. Surely these should be my voice. I'm good at this. Okay.
That's three for me, right?
Yeah.
So altogether, that's four.
Yeah.
What's harder on?
Three.
Okay, one more. Go. That shit, I'm doing good. You're not describing shit my ass.
I don't know if it's meant to be.
I think harder's supposed to get the point.
Yeah.
So that means she's got four and I've got three.
Yeah.
So you get the point for good description or answering it right. That's what we've got to work out.
We need to find out. This is awkward. Anyway, carry on. Let's Google it.
This man sang a song and it goes, she's an angel.
Tom Jones.
Na, na, na,
move on. I don't know. She's wasting the time.
Okay. Statue of Liberty is on which island?
Jersey.
No, islands. What's it called?
New York.
Oh, I used the word, but now you've got
Jersey Island.
No.
What?
Okay,
New Jersey.
Next one.
Three, two,
she wasted time singing.
How could you not guess that?
She's an angel. How the fuck am I meant to know that?
Robbie Williams.
Is that Robbie Williams?
Yeah, Robbie Williams on there.
There was another song that's more iconic that Robbie sang.
What is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, is that not him?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, whatever that song's called. I'm flying angels, I'm loving angels. That's
you should have said
that. Cool.
Ready?
This person is in The Only Way is Essex, and he's the most famous one. He's really funny.
Jerry Essex.
Yes. You're not going to get this. This is a place that people climb very high.
Everest.
No.
Kilimanjaro.
No.
Snowdon.
No.
Scaffold Pike.
No. Okay, the place that it's on has an island that's very tropical. That's the name of the whatever it is. It's an island that's very tropical. Tell me islands that are very how's this gonna work?
What was it?
Mount Fiji.
Who climbs Mount Fiji?
Of course they do. It's a mountain.
Do they? It's not the first one that pops to mind when you hear about climbers and what they get up to. All right, you ready? Wait, I don't even know who this is.
Oh my God, why am I always getting the
Okay,
one?
I've got this,
This is purposely going against me, so it's fair. I'm not pranking no one.
Yeah.
What the hell? You bitch, you're alive, you sabotage me. I'm gonna sit on you.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna sabotage.
Go.
Okay.
Ready, go.
Elon Musk created this car, what is it?
A Tesla.
Yeah. Do you remember those lamps that used to have the...
Yeah.
What's that called?
Lava lamp.
Yeah! Okay, well, the first word, just about
lava.
Okay, what you used to cut the grass?
Mower.
What's it
called? A lawnmower.
Yes. This is a country in Africa, and it sounds a bit like the thing that Somalis chew, the green stuff.
Zimbabwe.
The green thing that Somalis chew.
Chad.
Yeah! And then, okay, the first name... Oh.
Come on, what's...
You're at 7-1.
Go.
The comeback queen, for real.
Wow. Do we not get one more go?
Okay, one more.
Last round.
Okay, final round. I'm just sick at describing.
So am I.
No.
Oh no, I don't know who this is.
Okay, ready? Go.
Oh no, mine's are really hard.
The time's
started. Oh, on an aeroplane, these people serve you.
Stewards.
What are they called? Females that serve you. It begins.
Air hostess.
Yes. In the Navy, they are a very important person. What is that called?
Marine.
In the Navy.
Captain.
Something in the Navy. In the Navy.
Seals.
In the Navy. Admiral. How could he not get that? You can't say. Did you not get Admiral?
Navy.
What is Ian Bishop? Who knows who that is?
All right, ready?
Okay, last one. Okay.
Ready?
Okay. He was the main character in the Marvel films, and he was doing the madness.
Thor.
No, he was doing the madness trying to stop Thanos.
Captain America.
No.
Spider-Man.
No.
Iron Man.
Yes. The capital of Kenya.
Nairobi.
I'm so sick at describing. Okay, this is
easy ones.
This is a pen with a feather on it, and it like writes in calligraphy. What's that called? Or maybe that's the piece of paper or the roll. What's it called?
Oh, I don't calligraphy.
No. Okay, when you're coming into a building, what are you doing?
Entrance. Coming in. Open. Enter.
Entering. It was a quill. What's a quill?
Like
the pen.
Yeah.
With the feather.
Yeah. Like
you should have said Harry Potter.
Professor Quirrell.
You should have said Harry Potter.
Quirrell. It was called Quirrell. Yeah,
his bird was called Quirrell.
His name was Professor Quirrell.
I know, but what was his bird called?
Harry Potter Hedwig.
Oh, I thought it was
Quirrell. What are you talking about?
Sorry. Ha ha ha. Sorry. All right. Who's won?
Holly's won with 9 points.
Thank you. Colton, get started with your prank call, love.
I can't.
Furthermore, I'm going to choose who you call. I love this.
How do you even call someone on prank calling? Is it still like plus 141 or something?
So who are you going to call?
I thought you were choosing for me.
I am. I'm trying to think. Okay, I need it on your phone then.
That's my contacts. Here you go. Go for my contacts. Please do someone we both know. Can I call? Hello. How are we?
I don't know.
It's me, darling. Bloody hell. Oh, fuck's sake. We fucked it. No, we've messed. Listen to what I'm saying. You need to help me. I need you to help me. I'm in trouble.
I need help
now.
Jump.
I need you to go to Tesco and jump up and down. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, bye. Love you. See you.
Bye. Thanks for being a good sport.
Wasn't that so bad, was it?
I was nervous.
I couldn't call anyone else. I didn't know who to call. Guys, that's the end of the game. We hope you enjoyed it.
Next time, we're going to be asking you guys to choose our forfeits. Please be gentle.
Please be nice.
Yeah.
Please. I don't want to drink anything that's disgusting.
No, I'm not really into that.
Okay.
My body is my temple, as Cat Williams says.
Guys, can we just talk about Colton's Cat Williams obsession, yeah? Like, this girl's got real issues.
I just love him even more now.
But why?
Because he's just giving us.
Wait, did you listen to the whole 3-hour episode?
I listened to the whole thing from start to finish.
Three hours?
You know, Jaguar Right YouTube episodes used to be about 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So, of course, when I saw something like this, I jumped on it like a hawk. I jumped on it.
So what are your pointers? What did you get from this podcast episode?
So that...
And make sure you say allegedly.
Right.
Because we don't want to be sued.
So okay, what Cat Williams has done is basically like affirm a lot of the things that we thought were allegedly happening in Holly Weird.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Obviously, there's a lot of people that he came for, but my favourite bits were just the bits that, you know, corroborated Jaguar Wright's theories about what happens in Hollywood. So things like turning down 50 million 4 times, things like P. Diddy doing
Who did the 50 million?
So, you know, so basically Cat Williams was talking about how Dave Chappelle, the story goes that Dave Chappelle ran away from 50 million and went to Africa, right?
Yeah.
But then Cat Williams is basically saying it wasn't 50 million, it was like a $500 million deal that they were going to give him 10% of.
Right.
And okay. In order for him to even gain that 10%, there was some caveats in that contract that obviously he didn't want to do, which is why he ran away and then did the comeback and all that. And then Cat Williams goes, I was offered 50 million 4 times, and the reason why he didn't accept it is obviously because he doesn't want to compromise his integrity.
Mm.
We all know what he means by integrity, don't
okay.
we?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm.
He's alleging that lots of
madness happens. Exactly. Lots of dirty things happen. So you know what, guys? Just be careful out there. If you've got aspirations of being in those institutions, I want you to watch these interviews first, because it's not all sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. It's disgusting. It's satanic.
He could be lying.
I don't think he's lying, because so many people are saying the same thing. Hey. Do you remember for ages I was saying that P. Diddy is allegedly a very foul man? And how many people are saying the same? Like, look, it's even come out that he was abusing poor little Cassie. There's a whole document on the internet with, do you know what I mean? Like,
I think with Cassie, I can understand because that's the actual document, but the rest could just be chatter. And you know how the internet talks.
But when multiple people are saying the same thing, come on, hold on.
And also, remember, I'm just being a devil's advocate here, yeah? Not that I care about P. Diddy, all these people, because let's be real, I'm a minute human being. Into that. They don't even know I exist.
But okay. I just love this, because it's just nice. It's nice. Because
you know what you remind me of?
It's just nice to be in the age of truth, as Cat Williams said, where the darkness is coming to light. I love that. People like Jaguar and Cat Williams, yeah? I don't know, there's just a really nice level of honesty in the way that they speak. They speak very candidly. And I don't know, like, I don't get the vibe that they're just lying for clout. Do
no,
you?
No, I get that. And it's sad, because when people are often telling the truth, they're the ones that are deemed to be not well. Anyway.
Where's Jaguar right now? Where is she? I haven't heard from her in ages.
Know. She'll come out though, don't worry.
I hope she's all right.
Send her a letter.
Do you think she'll receive it? I'm such a huge fan of her. I'm actually a huge fan of Jaguar. Right. Anyway, scenario.
We must concentrate, okay? Right, I'm starting to hate my best friend. All right, love. She goes, this morning I found out that my friend went to a city abroad with some people where I always told her that I want to go, but she would just dismiss me, saying that she doesn't have any money to travel and that she is poor. At one point, I thought about paying for both of us to go, but I didn't want to offend her, so I never did. This morning, she posted all about traveling to that city with some other friends.
Ooh.
And I was so mad, and I must admit, I answered that I hope she enjoyed it in a passive-aggressive tone. She just continued talking about how great the trip was. Now, I was being passive aggressive, because when I tried talking to her about some issues before, she would make me feel like I'm crazy one. And instead of talking, she would just say that we don't need to talk every single day.
Damn.
It was honestly hurtful, but I can't be a needy person. So I understood her and just lower our contact to minimal levels that fit her. Rah. This trip comes off really hurtful to me, because I always invite her everywhere, even though my business dinners with important people, considering she could find a job too, she cannot invite me to a one-day trip to a neighbouring country. Am I the problem here?
Am I the problem?
Girl, I just think your friend isn't your best friend.
She just wants to hang out with other people.
Exactly.
It's not that deep.
It's really not that deep. But I can see, because she is your, you know when someone focuses on one person as their core best friend, and they don't have other people to like keep them busy.
Yeah. You get fixated on that person.
And you and in some ways it looks like you kind of own them, because you want to feel like you need to do everything with me,
which is a bit mad.
But I can see.
You need to go and get yourself some new friends.
I can see why she's emotional about it.
Because that's her only friend who's hanging out with other people, and she's seeing all the footage online. But it's not that deep.
But also, it is kind of horrible, because she said she wanted to go to that place with her and she went with other people.
Yeah,
and that would trigger me.
Actually,
it's like you and me. It's me saying, I want to go to Milan, and then you leave me and go to Milan with other friends.
Should I make you guys laugh? That actually
happened.
Actually
did happen. But they're our friends. I just couldn't go. But yeah, moving on.
But yeah, no, if I was constantly talking about a holiday that I wanted to go on with you, and then I end up going with other people.
No, but I think it's a holiday that I said I wanted to go on.
No, it doesn't matter.
But yeah.
Like, if I said to you, I want to go here with you, blah, 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 and then you end up going with other people, I would be fuming.
Exactly.
I'll be fuming.
I'll be fuming as well. I'll be like, and then the reason why you're saying you can't go to the holiday with me is because you're saying you're too broke, but then suddenly you found money to go with other people.
Yeah.
Are you taking a piss?
Have you been lying?
Are you lying to me? Who are you?
Yeah. So, do you know what? I don't think she should cut the girl off. She should just...
I think she needs to make other friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's cut her off, but I think she needs to now go and find people that are maybe more her people.
Piece of advice in life. Okay, when you're 15, you get in these sort of situations because you don't have a pool of different friends to go to. Okay, when you're older, if you're smart enough, you know that you've got some work friends that are like for work stuff. But occasionally, some people go on holiday with their work friends, which I think is a bit stepping the mark.
Do you think?
A little bit, but like, it's okay. They're still your work friends. You can be close with them.
Mm.
Then you've got your close friends like from high school, uni, like, do you know what I mean? People that you grew up with. That's like your codies.
Like your core group.
Your core group. Then it's people that you've met later in life that are still a core group, but like you've got to separate out the friends, guys.
Got to compartmentalize.
Do you know
them.
What I mean? And it's going to be hard to juggle all these different people because often people only have like three friends. But you know what? You could do it.
You know, you get some friends that are a bit more like this girl who constantly just want your company, want to do things with you. And it's like, I'm not available all the time. Do you know what I mean?
I know I'm lit, but...
And it's like, I know you want me around you.
Everyone wants me, like, I can't help it.
I know you want me, I can't, do you know what I mean? I can't stretch myself. I can't, do you know what I mean?
But also, you need to learn to do things for yourself.
But what do you say to those people who, like, constantly, for example, they might just cancel the plans or...
I'm a counsellor.
I'm a counsellor too.
Oh my God, I think that's why we work.
I know. I think that's because me and you kindred bloody spirits. But listen, there are friends that are quite overbearing that constantly want to do things with you, and it's difficult because it's like, right, we're all meeting up. Do you know what I mean? We're all meeting up and we want you to come and it's on this day, and the closer it gets to the day, you're like, I'm not sure. And you know, it's not your core group of friends, but it's a group of friends that you currently have. What do you do?
Guys, the panic... And the pressure I feel when I can't cancel plans that I agreed to weeks ago. It causes me anxiety to the point where I have the runs. Wallahi. And then I've got to sit there and like think of, in my head, I'm like, I pressurize myself because I try and think of a massive bloody lie to come up with to
and
get out of this problem
that
I created. And it's so bad.
It's such a bad thing to do, but we do it.
We do it because I just don't want to go.
Some people were quite smart when it comes to cancelling. They use ChatGPT.
Say wallahi. Is that what you do?
I use ChatGPT for everything. Everything.
You use ChatGPT.
My whole life is run by ChatGPT. I swear to God. My emails at work.
You've used ChatGPT to get out of
work. For the difficult. Sometimes I'm like typing like a mess. What do I say to my manager?
That's actually really smart.
What do I say to my manager when I want to call in sick? But like, sometimes I'll type in like, some things to say. Yeah, like it's
that's
just
smart.
Because you know what it does? It gives you ideas that you don't.
I do that for like my CV and like.
It gives you ideas stuff. That you wouldn't otherwise think of.
Valid. That's very smart.
But sometimes it gives you the same regurgitated bullshit excuses that you would usually use. Anyway, it's a horrible feeling getting to the point in arrangement where you need to cancel. The anxiety.
It's just too much.
It's like, I know in my soul I don't want to go.
But why am I not in a comfortable relationship? Why don't I have a comfortable relationship with that person?
In order for you to say no,
exactly.
Easily. That's what I'm saying. Does that not go to show that there is something missing?
There's something missing here that I can't say to you, listen, I really can't come out tonight.
I can't
so
be
sorry.
My authentic self.
And then when you say, I can't come out tonight, sorry, and explain the reason why, and they say, don't worry, babe, it's fine. Do you know how relieving
that
is?
How validating that is?
Do you know how happy I am as a person?
Oh my God, thank God they understood. Honestly, we go through a lot.
A lie!
Why
do I have to come up with a lie? That shows that there's something wrong with me. But there's something wrong with this relationship if I have to come up with a lie to break up plans with you.
Yeah,
if
I was to come to you and say, I'm so sorry, but I really can't be arsed. I feel like shit and I just don't want to go.
Imagine you say, oh, don't worry, babe, that's fine.
I feel emotional right now because all I am validating is that.
Isn't that the best thing that's ever come out of a person's mouth?
It's amazing.
Don't worry, babe.
Don't worry, babe. It's absolutely fine.
It's like when you amp yourself up and then you're like, oh, it wasn't even that bad.
Now, I think you've got
that's a trauma response.
You've got to assess your group of friends and whether or not you feel comfortable telling them the truth.
But also it's very rude as people. It's very rude to cancel last minute.
You can I'm not saying last minute. You've got to give 72 hours.
No, that's 3 days. That's too much.
I don't think that's 3 days.
Like, at least even 24 hours.
No,
that's okay.
Because let me tell you something about core groups and non-core group friendships. Non-core group friendships create, like, they do their events well in advance. They tell
true,
you about
true,
it
true, true, true.
Ages before.
Valid.
Whereas core group do it the night before and you've got to decide there and then whether or not you go. And I like that. Because it's like, oh, I've got an option.
Spontaneity.
But when the plan has been created 3 months ago and you're like, shit, it's approaching the time of that plan that I've been umming and ahhing about for the last 3 months, what do I do?
In response to this girl, it's not that deep. You need to get new, try and meet new people so they take up your time and you can put your energy into other friends as well and create new relationships.
I think you need to learn, you need to form a core friendship group that you can be authentically yourself around, that you don't have to feel no ways about, that you can, you know, be respectful and nice and banter each other.
And the relationship isn't one-sided.
And they're inviting you to holidays and they want to be around you. That's the sort of group you need to be creating and cultivating.
I agree. Right, guys, we're going to round off the episodes with some listener messages. The question was, what's a story that happened over the weekend? And you guys said, someone goes, family drama, wallahi abayos. My wife and I story makes Bollywood look dull.
Oh.
I wonder what happened. Someone goes, I got fat shamed by my relatives.
That's not nice.
That is not nice. Like,
so it happens though, isn't it?
Do you want to just add some salt to their tea? Someone goes, chill, it's only our 8th day out here and so much has happened. Well, so much has happened.
Cat Williams.
In the world. Cat Williams, there's aliens in Miami, the borders have been taken. What else has happened?
Billionaires are building bunkers.
Billionaires are building bunkers. The sea is gone in Somalia. What else has happened? So much has happened.
20 kilometres.
20 kilometres of sea has been taken, been sieged. What else has happened? So much has happened.
Wait, there's more.
I accept it. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, it's mad.
Anyway, someone goes, eating only unhealthy foods. I can't relate. I'm in my healthy era. I'm joking, but yeah. What can we do?
It happens.
Getting a rut. It's 8 days. Listen, move on.
Listen to the bit when we were talking about the rut.
The rut. You can get out of it. Someone goes, I biked right into a pond without knowing. Wow. Talking about a pond, I really want to do wild swimming. Do you guys know what that is? When you swim in lakes, open lakes.
Like a reservoir?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. You're such a water baby.
I know. I really am. I think I want to try it though. Someone goes, found out a guy I rejected. We kept it halal. Told people we did stuff. Nobody believes it.
Oh. He told people that.
Yeah. Oh. What a nasty little man.
Isn't it?
Just because he got rejected. Oh. Cancel the incels. Honestly, it's too much. Anyway, next person is, one of my favorite YouTubers replied to my message of gratitude and watched my story.
Oh, that's so happy. She's talking about us.
No, she's not
talking
about us.
Well, I don't want to hear it then.
That sounds crazy. And then the final one goes, someone's mum approached me at the masjid about her son. I didn't know how to react. Girl, take that as a compliment. She wants you.
As a sign.
As a daughter-in-law.
It could be a 2024 wedding coming up.
Mm. Is her son up to par? That is what we want to know. Watson.
So, updates in the world. Palestine specifically.
Guys, they're still at war. It's 70 days now. Is it 70 or 77 days?
30,000. It's surpassed 30.
Is it 95 days?
95 days. We've surpassed 30,000 dead, killed, I want to say.
Yes. It's true, they've been killed.
It's a lot going on.
111 journalists killed.
It's a lot.
Like, honestly.
It's just really sad. Like,
I just don't know. I don't know what more we can do. But you know what else that I've seen? That Starbucks are doing...
A lot of them are losing money, aren't they?
They're losing money, but then they're also doing these promos where there's like hijabis pictured on their shops. And I'm like, since when did you do that?
Stop begging us.
Stop. We're not going to shop there anymore.
No, I'm sorry. Starbucks is cancelled. McDonald's is cancelled. I don't give a fuck. Zara cancelled. Disney. I don't care.
I found Zara dupes, actually. I didn't need you
TikTok
to begin with.
TikTok shop got me.
I'm good.
Like, it's actually disgusting, Arthur. You know Mike Pence, mm-hmm. former US mm-hmm. Vice President Donald Trump administration, was signing artillery shells meant for Lebanon. That's just...
Meant for Lebanon?
Meant to bomb Lebanon. How dirty
Wait,
is that?
Wait, why is Lebanon...
Lebanon, there's a proxy war happening in Lebanon because they're trying to draw them in. They're trying to draw them out so
and
that...
And he's signing that?
And he's signing that.
That is crazy.
Nasty behaviour. Now, I need to know...
All the craziness happening in the Red Sea. Now the US is getting involved and bombing Yemeni ships. It's just crazy, guys.
There's just a lot going on.
We have to think about it. This is actually a world war. If we really think about it. Silently, we are currently in a world war. And it's just really sad that the people that are stuck in the middle are people that can't even fight back properly. They've got no rights, no nothing.
And they're just doing what they can with the little that they have.
And it's really sad because, like, I wouldn't say hype, but the noise in social media has gone down a lot recently on Palestine.
Do you think?
I feel like it has. On my timeline, I don't see it anymore as much.
I think it's an algorithmic thing, because once you start looking at more
Palestine stuff,
it will come back up.
But even on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is...
It's gone, and it's like, it's sad because people are still living the same horrible lives. It's crazy. Like, Basan had to cut off her hair. It's so sad.
Like, what can we do? Like, what can...
We just have to keep pushing forward.
We just have to keep boycotting, do the things that we can do. Keep boycotting, keep praying for the people of Palestine, keep making du'a. That's
it. Honestly, it's really sad. Life.
Keep calling for a ceasefire, keep putting pressure online, keep posting, reposting journalists' posts. Just keep going, guys, honestly. Do you know what I've realised? I've realised that those who support Zionism are few in comparison to people that support...
I agree.
Liberation for the Palestinian people. We are many, they are few. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like our voices are more powerful. And sometimes it's so easy to get sucked in and think, oh, like I'm doing isn't making a difference. But it is making a difference. Every small thing you do is making
a
difference.
It has. And you can see in the stocks in Starbucks going down, the stocks in McDonald's going down, the stocks in Zara going down. What we're doing is working.
It's working, guys. So just keep going. Don't lose hope.
Pushing forward. But yeah, that is the end of our episode this week, inshallah. We are back. We are going to be in your ears every week, guys. Make sure you love and support the podcast as much as we love and support you. And we want to say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.